Exam 1, Listening Paper. This is the listening paper for the basic Matura exam. There are 4 parts to the test. Before each part, you will have time to look through the questions before you listen. Now open your question paper and look at task 1. Questions 1 to 5. You will hear 5 phone messages. What is the main message of each speaker? Match the statements A to F with each message 1 to 5. There is 1 letter you do not need. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 1. You will now hear the speakers. 1.
Uncle Mark and Auntie Mary are coming for dinner tonight and the house is in a mess. I'll have to work late, so please sweep the floor and wash the windows when you get home.
2.
Honey, the bills are due. Could you drop by the post office on your way to work? I've left the money on the kitchen table.
3.
Dear Amanda, I've emailed you a song performed by that new band I was telling you about. Make sure you check them out before we meet.
4.
Dear Will, I've put the video from my wedding on Facebook. Check it out as soon as possible and let me know what you think of it.
5.
Hi Steve, I'm sorry, but I need you to cook today. Jen and Mike are coming for dinner and I'm stuck at work. Thanks a lot.
Now listen again. 1.
Uncle Mark and Auntie Mary are coming for dinner tonight and the house is in a mess. I'll have to work late, so please sweep the floor and wash the windows when you get home.
2.
Honey, the bills are due. Could you drop by the post office on your way to work? I've left the money on the kitchen table.
3.
Dear Amanda, I've emailed you a song performed by that new band I was telling you about. Make sure you check them out before we meet.
4.
Dear Will, I've put the video from my wedding on Facebook. Check it out as soon as possible and let me know what you think of it.
5.
Hi Steve, I'm sorry, but I need you to cook today. Jen and Mike are coming for dinner and I'm stuck at work. Thanks a lot.
That is the end of task 1. Now turn to task 2. Questions 6 to 10. You will hear 5 short conversations or monologues. For each question 6 to 10, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation or monologue twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 6 to 10. You will now hear the speakers. 6.
Hi Mark, love those sneakers. Are they new?
No, they're actually my brother's, but the shirt is mine. I bought it yesterday.
It's nice. How much was it?
It was £50, but I went online and found it for £35.
Wow, that's a pretty good price.
Wait, that's not all. I didn't buy it that day. I decided to wait and think about it for a day or two. Then yesterday I went online again and saw that the price had changed. It cost £23.99.
Perfect, what a bargain.
Now listen again. 6.
Hi Mark, love those sneakers. Are they new?
No, they're actually my brother's, but the shirt is mine. I bought it yesterday.
It's nice. How much was it?
It was £50, but I went online and found it for £35.
Wow, that's a pretty good price.
Wait, that's not all. I didn't buy it that day. I decided to wait and think about it for a day or two. Then yesterday I went online again and saw that the price had changed. It cost £23.99.
Perfect, what a bargain.
7.
Hi honey, it's me, Mom. How are you?
Hi Mom, I'm fine. Nice to hear from you. I really miss you. Wish you could come for a visit.
Well, that's exactly what I'm calling about. I've got some days off from work, so I'm coming to visit you. My train leaves on Monday at 3 a.m. and it's scheduled to arrive in Zagreb at 9 in the morning.
Okay, that means you'll be here around 9:30?
No, not really. After I come to Zagreb, I have to go to the city center to buy a present for my granddaughter, so I won't be at your flat before noon.
Okay, Mom. See you then.
Now listen again. 7.
Hi, honey. It's me, Mom. How are you?
Hi, Mom. I'm fine. Nice to hear from you. I really miss you. Wish you could come for a visit.
Well, that's exactly what I'm calling about. I've got some days off from work, so I'm coming to visit you. My train leaves on Monday at 3 a.m. and it's scheduled to arrive in Zagreb at 9 in the morning.
Okay, that means you'll be here around 9:30?
No, not really. After I come to Zagreb, I have to go to the city center to buy a present for my granddaughter, so I won't be at your flat before noon.
Okay, Mom. See you then.
8.
So, Albert, where are you going for a summer vacation?
Well, probably somewhere in Spain. I went to Barcelona last summer. This year I wanted to go to Rome, but Emmanuel has her heart set on Madrid, so...
You should listen to your wife. You know, she always knows the best.
You're right.
Now listen again. 8.
So, Albert, where are you going for a summer vacation?
Well, probably somewhere in Spain. I went to Barcelona last summer. This year I wanted to go to Rome, but Emmanuel has her heart set on Madrid, so...
You should listen to your wife. You know, she always knows the best.
You're right.
9.
Airline Heights, how may I help you?
I would like to book a ticket for Rome tomorrow afternoon.
Very well, madam. We have a flight at 4 p.m. Will that be all right?
Yes, that'll be fine.
What is your name, please?
Marissa Seemling.
How's that?
M-A-R-I-S-S-A. S-E-E-M-L-I-N-G.
Very well, madam. Thank you.
Now listen again. 9.
Airline Heights, how may I help you?
I would like to book a ticket for Rome tomorrow afternoon.
Very well, madam. We have a flight at 4 p.m. Will that be all right?
Yes, that'll be fine.
What is your name, please?
Marissa Seemling.
How's that?
M-A-R-I-S-S-A. S-E-E-M-L-I-N-G.
Very well, madam. Thank you.
10.
Hi, Millie. I need your help. I saw these wonderful trainers this morning. The problem is I can't decide on the color.
Which colors are there?
Well, the white ones are great, but a bit more expensive than the black ones, which are not so cool. And then they are the coolest of them all, the yellow ones.
Well, I don't think you should buy the black ones. Most of your clothes are black. You need more colors in your life. However, yellow doesn't seem like your color, so regardless of the price, I'd go for the white.
I guess you're right.
Now listen again. 10.
Hi, Millie. I need your help. I saw these wonderful trainers this morning. The problem is I can't decide on the color.
Which colors are there?
Well, the white ones are great, but a bit more expensive than the black ones, which are not so cool. And then they are the coolest of them all, the yellow ones.
Well, I don't think you should buy the black ones. Most of your clothes are black. You need more colors in your life. However, yellow doesn't seem like your color, so regardless of the price, I'd go for the white.
I guess you're right.
That is the end of task 2. Now turn to task 3. Questions 11 to 15. You will hear a conversation between two friends. For questions 11 to 15, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear the conversation twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 11 to 15. You will now hear the conversation.
Hi, Liz. It's Tom.
Hi, what's up?
My sister's getting married on Saturday and I have nothing to wear.
How did that happen?
I went shopping with Mark. First we scheduled for Wednesday, but then he had to cancel. We rescheduled for Friday because I had to work late the day before.
Didn't you find anything?
I found 3 different suits. The one I liked best turned out to be too small for me. I took my second best, which was a bit too expensive, but still better than the last possibility because Mark said it was nerdish.
Okay, so what's the problem?
Wait, the story has just started. Then we went searching for a tie. The yellow one didn't suit me and the green one didn't match the suit, so I had to settle for the traditional black.
I know, next you had to buy shoes?
Yes, how did you guess? One pair cost $50 and another one was half the price but very uncomfortable, so I said no. There was one more pair for the price of $35.99. I chose the more expensive one because the other ones were brown and you can't match brown with gray, can you now?
Why do you need my help?
I took all those things to my sister's apartment and showed it to her. I had bought the same suit as her fiancé, so now I have to go back shopping for a suit. Please, come with me.
Sure. How's today at 5? I finish work at 3 and then I have a meeting with Sally at 3:30, but I'll be done by the time you get off work.
That's great. See you.
Now listen again.
Hi, Liz. It's Tom.
Hi, what's up?
My sister's getting married on Saturday and I have nothing to wear.
How did that happen?
I went shopping with Mark. First we scheduled for Wednesday, but then he had to cancel. We rescheduled for Friday because I had to work late the day before.
Didn't you find anything?
I found 3 different suits. The one I liked best turned out to be too small for me. I took my second best, which was a bit too expensive, but still better than the last possibility because Mark said it was nerdish.
Okay, so what's the problem?
Wait, the story has just started. Then we went searching for a tie. The yellow one didn't suit me and the green one didn't match the suit, so I had to settle for the traditional black.
I know, next you had to buy shoes?
Yes, how did you guess? One pair cost $50 and another one was half the price but very uncomfortable, so I said no. There was one more pair for the price of $35.99. I chose the more expensive one because the other ones were brown and you can't match brown with gray, can you now?
Why do you need my help?
I took all those things to my sister's apartment and showed it to her. I had bought the same suit as her fiancé, so now I have to go back shopping for a suit. Please, come with me.
Sure. How's today at 5? I finish work at 3 and then I have a meeting with Sally at 3:30, but I'll be done by the time you get off work.
That's great. See you.
That is the end of task 3. Now turn to task 4. Questions 16 to 20. You will hear the information about Stonehenge. For questions 16 to 20, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear the monologue twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 16 to 20. You will now hear the speaker.
Good afternoon and welcome to Stonehenge. This World Heritage Site contains some 200 monuments. The Stonehenge is one of the best preserved areas in the UK. The stones are next to National Motorway 344, but the local landscape is best enjoyed on foot or by bicycle. Traveling on foot gives a magical view of the stones, but it is rather long. There are several quiet roads that lead to the monuments quite easily. A better solution is cycling. In this way, you can see more than just the stones. You can combine Stonehenge with a tour around Amesbury and the Woodford Valley. At a certain point, you will have to go across the motorway 303, and on it you are not allowed to cycle. However, this is only a small part of the bike tour. The stones can be seen from the main car park and can be viewed quite clearly from the roadside. However, it is necessary to pay to get closer. The entry fee of £7.50 for adults and £4.50 for children includes an audio guide. It is not usually possible to walk among the stones themselves, but some tour operators can arrange early morning visits. You will have to pay a higher price for this tour. The ticket costs £15.50. All around Stonehenge is grass and greenery. There has been a lot of talk about a hotel in the future, but so far nothing has been built. Those who wish to eat should visit the town of Durrington, which has several pubs and restaurants. The best place is Kingfish Restaurant, where you can eat the traditional fish and chips. Another town close to Stonehenge is Amesbury, where you can eat meat and potatoes in one of the many restaurants in the center of town.
Now listen again.
Good afternoon and welcome to Stonehenge. This World Heritage Site contains some 200 monuments. The Stonehenge is one of the best preserved areas in the UK. The stones are next to National Motorway 344, but the local landscape is best enjoyed on foot or by bicycle. Traveling on foot gives a magical view of the stones, but it is rather long. There are several quiet roads that lead to the monuments quite easily. A better solution is cycling. In this way, you can see more than just the stones. You can combine Stonehenge with a tour around Amesbury and the Woodford Valley. At a certain point, you will have to go across the motorway 303, and on it you are not allowed to cycle. However, this is only a small part of the bike tour. The stones can be seen from the main car park and can be viewed quite clearly from the roadside. However, it is necessary to pay to get closer. The entry fee of £7.50 for adults and £4.50 for children includes an audio guide. It is not usually possible to walk among the stones themselves, but some tour operators can arrange early morning visits. You will have to pay a higher price for this tour. The ticket costs £15.50. All around Stonehenge is grass and greenery. There has been a lot of talk about a hotel in the future, but so far nothing has been built. Those who wish to eat should visit the town of Durrington, which has several pubs and restaurants. The best place is Kingfish Restaurant, where you can eat the traditional fish and chips. Another town close to Stonehenge is Amesbury, where you can eat meat and potatoes in one of the many restaurants in the center of town.
That is the end of the test.